Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, translated by W. A. Nielsen, recording by MJ. Fit the First. After the siege and the assault had ceased at Troy, the city had been destroyed and burned to brands and ashes. The warrior who wrought there the trains of treason was tried for his treachery, the truest on earth. This was Aeneas the Noble. He and his high kindred afterwards conquered the provinces and became patrons of well-nigh all the wealth in the West Isles. As soon as rich Romulus turns him to Rome, with great pride he at once builds that city, and names it with his own name, which it now has. Titius turns to Tuscany, and founds dwellings. Longobard raises homes in Lombardy, and far over the French flood, Felix Brutus establishes Britain joyfully, on many broad banks, where war and waste and wonders by turns have since dwelt, and many a swift interchange of bliss and woe. And when this Britain was founded by this great hero, bold men loving strife bred therein, and many a time they wrought destruction. More strange things have happened in this land since these days than in any other that I know, but of all the British kings that built here, Arthur was ever the most courteous, as I have heard tell. Therefore I mean to tell of an adventure in the world, which some count strange and extraordinary, even among the wonders of Arthur. If ye will listen to this lay but a little while, I will tell it forthright, as I heard it told in town, as it is set down in story that cannot be changed, long written in the land, in true words. This king lay royally at Camelot at Christmastide, with many fine lords, the best of men, all the rich brethren of the Round Table, with right rich revel and careless mirth. Therefore many heroes turned betides, jousted full gaily, then returned these gentle knights to the court to make carols, for there the feast was held full 15 days alike, with all the meat and the mirth that men could devise. Such a merry tumult, glorious to hear, joyful din by day, dancing at night. All was high joy in halls and chambers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?